From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Trump marks 100 days in office, even as thousands protest his environmental policies. Thousands of people across the country participated in so-called People's Climate Marches, largely to protest the Trump administration's environmental policies. Here in Washington, protesters marched from the U.S. Capitol building to the White House, where they held a rally. Chelsea Finkley was one of them.
We all need to stand together. We all need to work for one common cause, and that's our planet, and that's each other, and that's all that we have, and we need to work together, and that starts with you.
Similar marches were held in several cities across the country, including New York, Chicago, Atlanta, and Denver. Participants in the People's Climate Marches say they object to Trump's rollback of restrictions on mining, oil drilling, and greenhouse gas emissions at coal-fired power plants. Meanwhile, the president marked his 100 days in office with a campaign-style rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Mr. Trump hit on many of the same themes that got him elected, making America great again, bringing back jobs, building a wall with Mexico, and his ongoing war with the news media.
There is no place I'd rather be than right here in Pennsylvania to celebrate our 100-day milestone, to reflect on an incredible journey together, and to get ready for the great, great battles to come.
During the president's speech, some protesters held up Russian flags with the name Trump embossed across them. The protest came as Trump criticized the media. This is VOA News. Pope Francis.